Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 3, Confident Reader. The Elves and the Shoemaker. Once there was a poor shoemaker who lived with his wife.
"This is all the leather I have left," said the poor shoemaker one day. "I can make just one more pair of shoes."
That night, the shoemaker cut the leather.
"I'll make these shoes in the morning," he said.
He left the leather in the shop and went to bed. The next day, to his surprise, the shoemaker saw that the leather had been made into a pair of beautiful shoes. The shoemaker called his wife.
"Did you make these shoes?"
"No," said his wife. "I didn't make those shoes."
Just then, a rich lady came into the shop. She picked up the shoes.
"These are the most beautiful shoes I have ever seen," she said. "I must have them."
The rich lady gave the shoemaker 3 gold coins. The shoemaker bought some more leather with the 3 gold coins. That night, the shoemaker cut out 2 pairs of shoes. He left the leather on the table and went to bed. In the morning, there were 2 pairs of shoes on the table. The shoemaker called his wife.
"Did you make these shoes?"
"No," said his wife. "I didn't make those shoes."
That very morning, a rich man came into the shop.
"I must have these 2 beautiful pairs of shoes," said the man.
The rich man gave the shoemaker 6 gold coins. The shoemaker bought some more leather with the 6 gold coins. He worked all night cutting the leather.
"I'll make 3 pairs of shoes in the morning," he said.
Then he went to bed. The next morning, the shoemaker saw 3 pairs of beautiful shoes on the table. The shoemaker called his wife.
"We must know who is making these beautiful shoes for us," said the shoemaker.
That day, the shoemaker worked very hard. He cut the leather for 4 pairs of shoes. But this time, the shoemaker and his wife hid in the shop at night. At midnight, the shop door opened, and in came 2 little elves dressed in rags. They jumped up onto the table and opened their little green bags. By morning, they had made 4 pairs of shoes. Then they picked up their bags and ran out of the shop. The shoemaker said to his wife,
"The elves have helped us, but how can we help them?"
"I know how we can help," said his wife.
The shoemaker and his wife worked very hard. They made 2 pairs of little green shoes, some little green clothes, and two little green hats. That night, they put the little green shoes, clothes and hats on the table. Then they hid in the shop. At midnight, the shop door opened and in ran the two little elves dressed in rags. When they saw the little green shoes, the little green clothes and the little green hats, they were very surprised. They jumped up onto the table and put them on at once. The little elves went on helping the shoemaker and his wife. They happily made beautiful shoes night after night. The shoemaker and his wife made more clothes for the little elves. And the shoemaker and his wife and the two little elves all lived happily ever after. How much do you remember about the story of the elves and the shoemaker? Answer these questions and find out. What material does the shoemaker buy to make the shoes? How much money does the rich lady pay for the beautiful shoes? How much money does the rich man pay for the shoes? What time do the elves come into the shop? What do the shoemaker and his wife make for the elves? Read it yourself. The Elves and the Shoemaker. Illustrated by Virginia Allen. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2010, 2013, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.